Who are you?
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5, presented by Zadok Jewelers, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston. Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I'm going to tell you this. Gerrit Cole can still throw hard, so Josh Donaldson better watch it. And the Twins and Yankees, and I know they played once. I believe they played once. I can look it up. But when they play again, because if Gerrit Cole's on the mound, Josh Donaldson's catching one. Is that an unwritten rule in baseball that you don't question a pitcher's integrity because you're going to get one to the back?
Maybe it used to be, not anymore.
Is it a coincidence that Gerrit Cole's spin rate numbers went down after four minor leaguers got suspended for 10 games? Is that possible? I don't know. Maybe. At the same time, with this situation, they've let guys do it. And they have let guys do it, and they're not letting them do it anymore. By the way, that article about baseball not caring was by Jay Mariotti, who works for Barrett Sports Media now. And then there was a smoke show, Kelly in Vegas.
Mm-hmm. That's who she's known.
Do you think when they talk about this story and her, they start with what he started with?
What did I say?
Smoke show.
Do you think that's how
before you
described?
Said her name, you called her smoke show.
Well, she's a very pretty young
she's
girl.
An attractive
and she's
woman.
Working. Yeah, she's working in. She was working in Vegas. As a
she's been a handicapper for a while. I had her on the radio back like 7 years ago.
Yeah. Anyway, she got fired for some gay slurs on a guy that was trolling her.
The breakdown is these were tweeted in 2012.
Yeah.
She had been reprimanded by her former employer. I don't know which one it was when these came to light. And now ESPN got wind of them. And at about a month before she was supposed to begin her job there, she got fired. And now, of course, the tweets have been deleted, but, you know, everything gets screenshotted. And they're aggressive. I mean, I'm looking at them right now. Apparently, I don't know if she's a Missouri person.
She's a K-State girl.
K-State, okay. Did Vernon Davis go to KU? Because he's crying like a complete F right now. And F is the gay slur.
The other one.
Hey, H, gay slur. I get it. You're a G-Hawk. Gayhawk. She called him a gayhawk. Mm. But it says you're from Chicago, so STFU. That's someone who is trolling her. They go on. Yeah, but today my timeline is full of F's trying to say I'm fake. It's so funny to me. Keep talking with your 17 followers to a Jayhawk person. I dish out facts, F, not just S talking. Hashtag be gone. I didn't effing Cliff Lee. Now he decides to have a great game. Hashtag F. The homophobic
she's
slur.
She's getting a lot of those in there.
And the
I
final
guess.
One is, and
she was a little aggressive.
And another F, I have to block. Shaking my head. Why don't you ask people instead of just talking S? So she let that word fly quite a bit on Twitter. And I don't know how old she is.
Maybe she's more sensitive.
She's 30.
Now.
So I'm looking it up right now. She's 37.
So she wasn't even in college at the time. That was only 9 years ago. So
no, she was out.
She was a grown and 28. So it wasn't, I'm just a college kid.
Yeah, but that's when you used to throw F-bombs around.
Really?
Well, she used to.
Yeah, I don't remember doing that.
Yeah. Well.
It is aggressive.
I mean, Seth Rogen regrets what he did.
He regrets working with James Franco.
Actually
said he doesn't imagine he'll work with James Franco again because James Franco's had some things go on.
Oh, yeah. What
down.
Did James Boom. Do? What happened with James?
Some stuff with women. You didn't look into it.
Here's what Kelly. So when did she say these things? In
2012.
Okay. 2012, 9 years ago. She'd have been 28 years old. She said, I wish ESPN had been willing to stand behind me, particularly because I'd already been suspended for those tweets by another company several years ago. But I cannot control their decisions. I can only say I'm sorry for the person I was and some of the mistakes I made. At ESPN, Stewart was slated to... that was a really good gig for her. And she, like I said, she's been around a little while coming up in the space. as a female handicapper, she'd had some success, and she'd gotten some notoriety and attention inside the space for being one of the few female handicappers. But so how do you handle that? I mean, she says she already paid for what she had said and done, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, if it was one tweet, maybe two, I'd say that. But apparently she was just, this is just standard operating procedure.
Well, at least month of, yeah.
I'm just trying to say, I'm trying to think like how ESPN is thinking here.
Yeah, this the first tweet dug up was in January of 2012, and the final one I see was in July of 2012. That's the last one they grabbed.
Yeah, she'll land on her feet. She's hot.
No.
So.
Headed out kick.
Well, you saw Outkick. They're like, ESPN in a shape and a cowardly decision. So yeah, I'm sure they would find.
Well,
a place,
you know,
for
it is interesting that she is. You know that she is. She was suspended. Like she did.
She already did her time.
I guess she got a punishment
right here.
But maybe ESPN's thing is, well, if we had known this, we would have never hired her in the first place.
Well, then you should have done your due diligence.
Gone through all of her.
She
was suspended, so that should be
probably quietly, because they've all been deleted.
Maybe not quietly.
Let me see if I can
find it. Someone saved the tweets.
That's something. If you get suspended, if you suspend somebody, that means you're admonishing them. That should be public.
Or at least you talk.
Well, let's see if it was made public.
I don't know if they made it public. Can a new employer talk to an old employer? And are they even allowed to talk about disciplinary action?
Well, Trey should be suspended after he's doing imitations of me last week.
You weren't here.
Yeah, see, I don't.
No,
even
I
think...
know. I know. I want to see Trey do that. He's done that to my face.
Yeah, don't worry. About it.
There's no Kelly. That's
he
not
should
even
still be suspended.
That's
though.
Not even public knowledge. They wouldn't have been able to Google it and find it. It was probably handled internally.
Yeah, I wonder how
she wasn't a big deal then.
Yeah, I wonder because the tweets have been saved.
Not a big deal, right?
So how could they have? I wonder how they've even have been able to find the screenshot of the tweets, because they're out there, but I just don't know how they would have
somebody
even have
hung
known
on
that
to them a long time ago.
Yeah, they've been out there for a while.
I'm telling you, all of John's tweets about Odorizzi are going to be kept and used against you in the future.
What are you talking about?
Tweets about Odorizzi?
The offensive Odorizzi should be a starter tweets. They're offensive, and you need to apologize
to
Astros fans for them. I said this on Twitter. The Zuerlein family is a Luis Garcia family. I'm just telling you. We're a Moderna family and a Luis Garcia family.
You're a clown, too.
And a Pete's Fine Meat family.
You just mentioned Moderna.
Are you an Odorizzi family?
Are the Granados Odorizzi family?
Well, you know what we're about? We're about, I don't you know.
What are you about with Odorizzi?
Is he Italian? Does he end with an I?
Yes.
Who's
Thank
got
you.
The ponytail?
Garcia.
Who's
he
got
ends
the
with an A.
Ponytail?
Does that sound Italian to you?
John so you're Rondon against them? You're anti-Garcia?
Yeah.
Take a stand. Are you an Odorizzi family or are you a Garcia family?
I'm both. You know why? Because they're my team. That's right. I'm for everybody.
Who are you for being the...
I'm for rotation equality.
Who are you for...
Are you inclusive is what you're saying?
Who are you for being a starter? Being a starter.
That's right. That's right.
He's for rotation inclusivity?
Yes,
is that what you're there? Is that what you're here for? Huh.
You know what? Yeah, except...
Except you really aren't that inclusive when it comes to Garcia versus Odorizzi.
Frankly, there's too many white people in that rotation. Frankly,
look, you've got Grinky you can accept. McCullers, that's where it ends.
Yeah.
We
talk
no
about
more.
Odorizzi too.
Fromber,
although he's European American,
and Garcia, it should be a ratio of 2 to 3.
It's too many. Frankly, excuse me. Frankly, there are too many white people in this rotation,
and that too much begins and ends with Odorizzi.
That's right.
You're the too much. Excuse me. You're too much.
Frankly, there are too many white people.
I just think there are frankly too many. There's one too many below average pitcher right now. Get him out of here. We'll be great. Right?
Right.
When McCullers comes back.
Let's get Deacon in here. You want to talk about cheating in baseball? What do you say, Deacon?
Yeah. What's up, guys? Kelly in Vegas. Welcome to C-List Celebrity Problems. But, yeah, so on this cheating thing with baseball, I don't think it's that baseball doesn't care, guys. I think it's that they care a lot, and they want to keep it as quiet as possible. Baseball has a long history with cheating, like going back to the shot heard around the world supposedly being a stolen sign. You got meth and coke in the 70s and 80s, steroids in the 90s, whatever. But when it's good for the game, good for audience, run scoring, they're usually okay with it. And I think what happened this last time is just in this world where everybody's got a camera and everybody's a blogger and here's a rumor, it's hard to keep stuff quiet. And when a team that cheated actually won the World Series and people could find out about it, it was a big deal. But once the lid starts coming off about what the Yankees were doing, I think if the Dodgers would have won the World Series that year, they'd have got this business. But they don't want to let anybody know how bad the cheating is all over the place. And the home runs and the runs scored, this last thing with the substances, I think the pitchers finally said, you know what? Everybody's cheating everywhere. They're not doing anything about it. And all the pitchers just decided to put globs of everything on their gloves and go out and throw no-hitters. And baseball's like, we got to shut this down, but we got to keep it quiet or we're hypocrites. So the game that's supposed to have the most integrity actually turns out to have a least, have the least. So I think that's what's going on, guys. Talk to you later.
Yep. You know, I don't know that it's great for baseball that maybe they want to keep it quiet. You don't hear. Although they are saying they need this to change. Baseball is coming out and saying when they suspended minor leaguers, they're going about this. It may change.
You think the Wade Miley thing pushed them over the edge? All right, enough.
Yeah.
That was enough for them?
And then followed by Turnbull.
We're like, look. What? I mean, we'll accept. Look, the fires thing, we kind of turned an eye at and like, okay, it's weird that fires is doing this, but whatever. But when it became Miley and Turnbull, it was like, there's a problem. The no hitters lost all value.
Yeah. I don't know if it's just no hitters. I think it's, dude, that spin rate is stupid. And it is hurting the game. You know what? The game wants more offense. Maybe there will be more offense now. Spin. Obviously, it's going to be easier to hit. They want more offense sells. And it's just good for the sport if pitchers aren't cheating like this.
I just think it's good for the sport for people to think what they see is legit.
Yeah.
What's so hard about this? I get that spin rate is, you know what? Either make it where you're allowed to have a certain amount of substances to grip the baseball, do something about the outside of the baseball and how you know, I get that you get the red clay from Mississippi or whatever, and you're rubbing on the baseball to rub. I get all that stuff. Either have a standard for how you grip the baseball and start altering the baseball's grip, either allow a certain substance to be used out on the mound in plain sight, or eliminate it all and stop just saying one team's cheating and all that when you know you have a massive problem. And this really does just get to the fact that because this has been a baseball-wide issue and Manfred's never touched it until now, all this does is tell you the same thing that you already knew, which is he wants nothing to do with all of these issues in baseball. The one time he had to address it, and he knew about the Astros, the one time he had to address it was when Mike Fiers ratted him out. Then he had to do something publicly. And now baseball feels like they have to do something publicly. The stuff on the crap and the gloves, too many people are getting out there doing videos showing all the stuff that's being done to the baseball. He doesn't want to. Baseball, they don't want to do anything. But when they're forced to, when enough is put out there by internet sleuths and articles and whatever, now they have to address the stuff on the baseball. It's always been an issue. Mm-hmm. How is altering the path of the baseball to the batter not a massive, massive deal? That is a massive deal. If you can get a ball to curve more than it would without a foreign substance, you know what that is? That's Ben Johnson running his ridiculous time that he could never run without the help of a foreign substance in his veins. It's the same thing. It's no different than steroids, but for baseball. It's a foreign substance that is used to alter the end result and create an unfair advantage. That's the same thing the doctrine of baseball is. It's the same thing that banging a trash can is. It's the same thing that steroids are. They're not different. So stop acting like they're different. And the national media needs to get on and put the same pressure on this
that
they did on the other stuff, which, by the way, they didn't put enough pressure on the sign stealing and the electronic means. They didn't put enough. They didn't go far enough into it. They should have done what they did with the Astros, but you should have buried the Yankees. You should have buried the Red Sox. And I get the only reason that you couldn't, if you're the commissioner's office, is nobody came out on those teams and ratted. Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have a smoking gun.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's get back to Astros baseball. There are some burning questions, like all-stars. Who are Astro all-stars? And... We lost
It starts with Luis Garcia.
Would you stop? Called a tease.
What are you doing?
It starts with Luis Garcia. There's lots more to get to.
It's called
Brooks Raley's on a pathway.
When are you going to?
I see a pathway for Brooks
Raley
All-Star.
Oh, you know what I think you should do? I think you should, next time he pitches, put him on your fantasy team.
This is the reason we have meetings.
Yes.
Because you can't let a tease be a tease.
Can we have another meeting, please, after the show?
In fact, yes.
And maybe somebody can explain this again to him.
I can't help it. When I got Luis Garcia and you're sitting here caping for Jake Odorizzi still...
You're the reason I'm going to have to be here till like 11:30.
It's not me.
Yeah.
Listen, what John was referring to was this awesome company called Underdog Fantasy. I got a chance to look at it. This is unlike anything I've seen. Not only do you have daily fantasy, not only can you set up your own contest, you know, on private contests, and I'm going to be doing that with listeners coming up soon. They've got a football where you can win $1 million with the big football offer that they're doing. When you sign up with them, with a promo code radio, you're going to get a free $25 bonus into your account. What you do with it, I'll tell you what you do with it. You put it right into that $1 million contest where if you win, you got a chance to win huge cash and prizes. You got a chance to win that big pot, and all you have to do is sign up at Underdog, and I'm going to tell you how to do that right now. Go to underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. It's very important you find them in the App Store. You register with promo code radio. You get $25 cash for free with your first deposit. But this is an unbelievable best ball format, easy to play format, no waivers, no trades. You just draft. They've got a set it and forget it where you can draft your team in a 12-team league over 18 rounds. You've got the opportunity to play single game or single weekend or all season long with a fantasy league. And they've also got some great pick'em contests that I think you have to go and take advantage of for yourself. Get on the site, start to play around a little bit with it during the basketball playoffs, because I'm already doing it in basketball playoffs. Make sure that you go to underdogfantasy.com. Terms and conditions apply, but download the app today, underdogfantasy.com, and use promo code radio for your free $25 bonus into your account when you sign up.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
918 ESPN 97.5-713-780-3776.
Astros All-Stars.
Okay.
Let's go.
It's not going to be Aledmys Diaz. Oh, man, I'm just so tired.
Broken hand,
tired of losing this guy, though. I mean, if it's not his hamstring that keeps him out for 6 months, it's he got hit by a baseball in the hand. I mean, man up.
Get out of the way.
Move your hands. How about talk your slow twitch?
Hey, we sacrifice one middle infielder, at least infielder, for another. It could have been Correa, you know.
Well,
this is the type of injuries Correa would suffer.
Well, don't forget, there's still a lot of season left for Correa to go.
Yeah, but if the injury magnet hits a Aledmys Diaz or maybe, you know, a Jones or something. All right, go ahead. Better than Correa.
You're hoping for a Taylor Jones injury?
I'm not hoping, but
that's
if you're giving
ugly.
I'm not hoping, but if you're giving me choices.
Okay, you know what?
You know this is last year. Diaz, he's got arbitration. Year three of arbitration is next year for the Astros. I mean, they just let him walk, don't they? Or do they try to just beat on with arbitration and try to get a better deal?
He might just sign, you know, or, you know, take whatever.
Do you try to get less than $3 million? Is that possible?
He can't stay on the field. He probably gets that somewhere. He's a good hitter. I mean, he's a good bench player if he could ever stay on the field. That would be totally sweet if he could just stay on the field.
Which he can't.
Looking at American League shortstops right now, Xander Bogaerts is an all-star. Carlos Correa is probably the second all-star, second shortstop. And now, you know, with the voting, I don't know. I forget. I remember how everybody votes. And I don't NFL, NBA. How does it work in baseball now? Is it still fan voting, or is it a percentage? It's a percentage, right, of players coaches and then fans get to vote on the one extra one out of five guys, right? Does that still happen? I don't care. But it's Carlos.
Does it still happen? I don't care.
I don't know. No one knows how it works anymore.
I don't care.
But Carlos Correa is an all-star right now.
You think?
Yes. Carlos Correa is an all-star. He is second amongst American League shortstops.
We know the fan vote will work for Carlos in his favor.
In OPS, he's second among shortstops. Listen, Lindor's gone.
There's no fan vote for any Astro. It's going to all have to be. Well, no. I take it back. The Astros are going to be, I mean, you know, they're at 100%. Well, theoretically.
Right. But I think you can vote online too or whatever. Hey, do you know who's fifth in the American League in OPS? Yuli.
Julian All-Star?
It's Yuli over Yordan right now. Yordan is in a tremendous slump, in a skid. That's got his OPS just over 800.
So who are your Astros most prominent? Who are your Astros All-Stars?
I want to say Garcia, but I don't know. We'll see. He's got to get a couple more wins. If he's 7-3, now we're talking about, wow, dude is really, he's been unbelievable. But first base is loaded in the American League. Jared Walsh is a beast. Matt Olson is a beast. But I think Yuli's got a chance. Yuli's got a chance to be an all-star.
Yeah, Yuli's got a chance. Garcia has a shot, but it's an outside shot. Even though his whip is 1-0 and his ERA is 2.75, he's got five wins. He has to keep this up and be one of the hotter pitchers in baseball. But what about Zach?
I don't know that Greinke's an all-star.
Which Astros pitchers can be an all-star? It can't be Fromber, who hasn't played enough. Not Urquidy, not McCullers.
Definitely could it be not Presley? Jake.
I don't think so. I don't think it could be Presley. He didn't. How many saves does he have anyway? Because he doesn't have enough saves. The bullpen has blown opportunities before it even got to him.
Yeah, but it's not all about saves. Right now, dude's got a 2.16. That's pretty good, dude.
Maybe, but if it's between.
But Garcia's got a 2.75.
I know.
Zach is 3.38. He's got a shot with six wins. He's 6-2.
No, that's what I'm saying. I think Zach has the better shot.
Yeah, probably.
Zach could probably turn down All-Star. Zach, you want to go to All-Star game?
Nah.
Yes, they do. You start writing his nail, go, no.
No, really?
Have to? No, you don't have to, but most players do. There's usually bonuses and all that. I don't want to. Okay.
All right, thanks. I don't think Bregman is. I don't think Bregman is an all-star. I think your best shots are. I tell you what. I think Presley's got a real shot. Presley, I think your best shot is Carlos, and then Yuli. But it's crowded at first base.
What about Tuvi?
Tuvi's got a shot too.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, no. He's got 8.35 OPS.
Yeah.
There's only one second baseman.
No, Tuvi should be in the Marcus list
Marcus Semien,
talking about.
Who's got a higher OPS.
No, we should be talking about Tuvi. We hadn't mentioned it, but the guys who have the best shots are going to be, to me, Altuve, Greinke, Correa, and Yuli. Yeah. With outside Garcia, okay. Outside
Presley. I
don't
know in that order, but okay.
Well, not necessarily, but I think two of those four get in. Maybe they get three.
I think Presley's up there, dude. You're not giving him enough credit.
Maybe not. Maybe there's five legitimate. Yeah. So if that's the case, if you got five legitimate shots, maybe you do get three. I would say Altuve's got a better chance than maybe any of them, better than Carlos, although it could just be because there's just not enough guys that Carlos gets his shot.
Yeah, there's not enough good shortstops in the American League anymore. There's just not. You know, with Lindor gone, that opens a door. That opens a door for him, for sure. And Torres is not having a good enough year. Nobody's really stepped up at shortstop except Bogarts. Bogarts is the starter, but Carlos comes off the bench in the All-Star game. I think he's probably got the best chance on the entire Astros team, if you want to know the truth, because of the position. And where guys are, and then I just don't know. I would couple more wins and Garcia might be the guy. He might be the guy. That's something they like. A lot of times they like new blood. 926 ESPN 975 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to hang with us on ESPN 975-713-780-3776 to be here with us. Let's get back to this Julio Jones. Julio Jones traded this weekend to the Titans. We'll talk about that, what it means, not only for our team, for the division, and for the NFL. But 713-780-3776 to hang with us right here. I want to talk about being a champion. That's what champion energy is. Champion is the best. Champion energy has been number one in service. J.D. Power & Associates says there nobody is better at service than Champion Energy. And I don't know about that because I never call them. I never have any issues. I just don't know. All I know is that I get my bill and it's less. And I love it. I love Champion Energy. I have loved it. We got our air conditioning on all day. And it's like it really doesn't matter because I know that I've got the best rate that I could get. I've got with the best company. It's a locally owned and operated company. I love Champion Energy. Been there for a dozen years now. And every single time, I swear, every time my contract is up, they say, we got a better rate for you. How could they have a better rate every single time? It's unbelievable, but it's what happens. So you're looking for that kind of company? All you got to do is go to champion.energy/1560, champion.energy/1560.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 9:30. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in.
Somebody asked about Kyle Tucker. The bad mother, shut your mouth.
He started so slow.
11 homers. He's hitting .258. He's got 37 RBIs. He doesn't have the cachet name value that the other guys do. Like,
what about that throw he made?
He's had a really good year for the Astros. I love the year that he's having for the Astros right now. But not all-star.
Jackie's still on us because, dude, if you don't hit early on, he sucked early on. There's nothing. We have to tell it like it is, Jackie. You can lie to yourself all the time, and you can lie to other people. It's what you do. We have to tell it like it is. Early on, Tucker wasn't great. He just wasn't. So that doesn't mean that we didn't want him. We don't like him. It's just we have to tell like it is. You're a liar. We're not. Okay? So that's how that went down, Jackie. So just remember that. Just you can always trust us to tell you the truth. So does Julio Jones really change the balance of power in the AFC? No, right?
In the AFC, it's possible.
Really? You think they can beat the Chiefs with this team?
Well, I think change the balance of power means it could shake up the way the AFC is run. Yeah, I think it's possible. It's possible. Do I think it's likely? No. I think it's still a quarterback league, and I still don't trust that Ryan Tannehill can win those games against Pat Mahomes, for example. But I do think it's possible that it could. Yeah, because I think it'll make things a little easier on the running game, which is already really, really good. I think it when you get into those playoff games, you can't just take away, you can't just take away A.J. Brown. And then everything's fine. Now you got to worry about Julio, AJ, Derrick
Henry.
Corey
Davis had a good year, though. I mean,
hit a good year, but watching in the postseason,
no,
he wasn't a guy that was. He had 500-yard games too, but he wasn't a guy that you really that feared and changed the construct of a game. There's a chance that Julio Jones could alter the way that defensive coordinators will game plan against Tennessee. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
There's a chance. Now, what are we going to do about Tennessee's defense? I don't know. Y'all got to figure that out. Tennessee secondary has to get better. All the Julio Jones stuff talk, all that does is maybe give them a chance to score more because their secondary is not good enough. Because that is an issue. So the Julio Jones stuff doesn't change the fact that their secondary was not very good last year.
Yeah.
They got rid of Adoree Jackson, so that's a positive.
Wow. That's ugly to Adoree.
No. You insulted him a little bit.
You guys like me to bring up Adoree
Jackson? You got a little out of order yourself. No.
I can bring up Adoree Jackson's stats for you if you want.
No, I don't want to see.
Just a shot out of nowhere, really.
Yeah. Adoree Jackson's just sitting there, gets a fresh one.
And just gets smacked across the eye.
Yeah.
Probably feeling pretty good in his new job.
His name's Adoree.
Playing for the Giants.
Were you guys aware that he allowed an 81% completion rate last year?
Is that bad?
It's not optimal.
I mean, he
isn't 81% good?
Six touchdowns as a rookie. I take it back. He only played three.
Yeah. You're being a little harsh. Anytime I hear 81%, I think that's good.
That's a great completion percentage.
Yeah, the year before was 66.7%. See? So. Okay. That's pretty good if you allow two out of every three passes.
That's not bad. That's just off coverage, Lance. He wasn't unleashed. If he was 11 unleashed.
Yards, Adoree 11 Island. Yards per completion.
Adoree Island.
That's what I call it. Adoree Island.
Who's got him now?
The Giants do.
The Giants?
Yeah.
Good luck with that, Giants. I just think, everybody, a big deal with Julio Jones. I mean, he's not. I don't know that they're any better now against the Chiefs. You know, they got another weapon, which is really, really nice, and it opens up stuff for Derrick Henry, and they're a good team.
The Chiefs, didn't they? Yeah, they lost to Baltimore last year, right? At home. Was it a home game they lost to Baltimore? Or a road game? They won the division, right?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Didn't they lose to Baltimore at home last year?
That could well be the case.
So, I get the Chiefs because they played them a couple years ago in a title game, but they took a step back a little bit, and Lance is right. Their defense is... It's not good. He would have used a different phrase.
Yeah.
Horse
turds.
There it is.
Oh, horse turds.
Golly, they're bad.
Horse turds.
You heard them.
Yeah. I could have said road apples.
Ugh.
Try to go on real old school like, what is it called? Did you ever see the movie with Leonardo DiCaprio and Robert De Niro, This Boy's Life? It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's great.
Mm-hmm.
Where he gets, finish this mustard. Get some mustard jammed in his eye. I can promise you this. If you've never seen This Boy's Life, go ahead and watch that one. Did you finish Startup? I finished it. Not a big fan of the ending of Startup.
I haven't seen the ending yet. I didn't finish it yet.
I'll say anything. Right. Not a huge fan. And I did go to the movies for the first time in over a year. First time in I don't know how long.
Really? I've been a bunch.
I went and saw Cruella. Well, there hasn't really been a bunch.
John's like, whatever. Whatevs.
No one was there. It was the safest place to be.
I would have gone. It was not that I was worried. There just haven't been movies that I wanted to see in there. I mean, enough movies aren't out that often. I had draft stuff.
You haven't seen the Mauritanian.
I want to go see Quiet Place 2, which I will go
see. Oh, my God. It's so good.
Yeah, I want to see that. But I watched Cruella, which was actually pretty good.
Was it?
With the kids, yeah, absolutely.
Someone was like...
But she couldn't smoke.
Yeah, no smoking. Right?
Yeah. No more smoking in Disney movies.
I didn't think about that.
And Disney Plus, apparently it was announced that it's greenlit to start pre-production on Cruella 2. And isn't that just 101 Dalmatians?
Well, so you get a backstory on why.
That is true.
So this is what I was wondering if they would do that.
Didn't they do one not long ago? 101 Dalmatians?
I think they did a redo. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let me tell you. The first one, it's her backstory, and you find out why she is kind of like she is. And she's got a good side, but she's got a lot of edge. And they had the whole thing. And all I can think of is they leave, and you feel, okay, it's kind of like wrestling bad guys where you realize, I think I kind of like her, but she's got, like, she's not really a good guy, but she's not a bad guy.
Isn't it the drug lord?
It's not her fault, and you'll find out. It's not really her fault. It's just kind of.
Isn't it the mafioso with the heart of gold?
Only I know that the next one is going to get a little rougher. So how are they going to?
Well, they're not
going to
let her skin dogs.
Well, you got to make Emma Stone. Why?
You think Disney in this day and age?
But that's what I'm saying.
That ain't going to be a plot.
Then what are they going to do? Are they going to alter the story?
They're going to have a whole movie in 2023 where their main character's trying to skin dogs.
Is the story the story?
I don't think they're going
to
do that.
Stay true to the story. This is based on a true story.
Well, did they take out the smoking in this story?
Huh?
Did they take out the
smoking? That's what I'm saying. Don't give me this. John, you and your wife need to talk about this. Wendy, she works for a company where you're soft selling. Listen, what happened was some bad things happened with dogs. You're going to have to tell us the real story. Quit trying to cover up. And now all of a sudden, Emma Stone is like, well, she's kind of good. Let's look at her backstory. It's not her fault. What's Cruella 2 going to be? Are they going to turn her into some type of charitable baroness or something? No. Do the thing. Do the thing.
Just do the thing.
Yeah. It's based on
this
a true
story.
This
started with you saying you liked the movie, Lance. Now I'm hearing a lot of slander. You know what Mickey doesn't like? Slander. Stay out of my pocket, Lance. But I appreciate your patronage.
Don't be telling Disney what to do.
I appreciate your patronage, but shut your mouth.
That's my retirement right there. Yeah, I mean, stock, so slow down.
Mickey, thank you for bringing your family, but stop with the slander.
Yeah. We don't need your type telling us how to run our bajillion-dollar company.
I think I know what I'm doing over here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he does. Mickey knows what he's doing.
Someone 3 7.
You're damn right.
So I think we're gonna have to get Scrunchy on the show.
What happened?
She's got her power rankings out.
Oh, are you gonna get her on so you can blast her about something?
Where do you think she has our team?
Eighth?
Yeah. Eighth. What do you mean? Okay.
Well, I mean, you know.
Well, first of all, she has the Dodgers. She has 3 Padres, 4 Dodgers, 5 Giants, and the Giants are leading the division. Then she's got Red Sox, A's, and Astros, 6, 7, 8. Slow your roll, Allison. First of all, we should be ahead of the A's. We beat their ass, okay? So there's that. The Rays are definitely the best team in baseball, though. The Rays, it's stupid.
Yeah.
I wish James Click could start acting like
but
he was with the Rays.
We could see that
still.
2 years ago in 18, what they were building. It's like, uh-oh.
I'm just sensing something.
And then we saw it again last year, like, uh-oh, this team is going to be a little bit of a problem.
They went to the World Series.
Yeah.
So she has the Dodgers ahead of the Giants.
Yeah.
And the A's ahead of the Astros. Yeah. So does record matter or not matter?
I'm not sure. I don't think. Listen, it depends on the situation, Dell.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out when does leading your division matter? When doesn't it?
A's Astros is a little hard for me to swallow. And okay, granted the A's kicked their ass one game. I mean the Dodgers kicked their ass one game. The Astros got them back the next game. You had against Trevor Bauer who continues to lose. You have I feel bad. I feel bad that Gerrit Cole's not super dominant and Trevor Bauer is just not super dominant. It feels bad.
The Dodgers are 3 games behind the Giants. She still got
them. Yeah, I don't know. That's just reputation.
No, the Giants are a good baseball. I don't know.
You know what she's sticking
that
with?
That is.
She's sticking with her own core belief. Yeah. Not what's going to happen.
Or where they belong.
Or she's sticking with what's going to happen and not with the most recent.
See, that to me, that's not. It matters what happens on the field. They're better than the Dodgers right now. Put them ahead. They deserve to be. Just because you think the Dodgers are a better team, the Dodgers
are not currently
like a better team.
And the Dodgers have lost 6 out of 10, while the Giants have won 7 out of 10. So they're even playing better than they are currently.
Yes. That pisses me. I mean, well, I know that that's a better team. But they just played and they lost to them. What do you mean? I know that's a better team. The other team has won. Give them their due. And the Rays definitely deserve to be
the
up
Dodgers
there.
Played the Giants about a week and a half or so ago, and the Giants took 3 out of 4 from them. And yet, still worse, according to those rankings.
Yeah. I mean, the Padres came in here and won 2 out of 3. They should have never won 2 out of 3. If you watch that series, Allison, she had them number 1 last week. And the Astros should be actually the Astros are probably the second best team in baseball. But that's just
that's what we figured out.
That's what I figured out. Okay. I've figured that out for myself, Dell. I don't need any help with that.
Are you saying this?
I don't take no orders from no woman, by the way.
You know it's the radio. You doing that shoulder thing. People don't know what that people can't hear that.
When we get back,
did she give me an order about where she ordered
the rankings.
She gave me an order of teams and where they stand.
So are you taking those orders?
I don't take no orders from the women.
I don't
by
take
the way.
No orders can, from the woman, by the
I
way.
Think she's saying, I think she's aware that you can have your own opinion on power ratings. Maybe she don't take no order from no John Granato.
Well, that's pretty clear. Well, I think you don't have to say that. We know that.
She can have her opinion. It's wrong. But it's her opinion.
Everyone's allowed to be wrong.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm allowing her to be wrong. That's fine. That's fine.
Hey, I want to tell you that I'm going to say, I'm not even going to try to find a segue on this one. I'm just going to tell you, if you're keeping it 100 this season, then let me let you in on an incredible deal that the Rockets have going on right now. For just $100, you're going to receive 10 tickets for the 2021-2022 NBA season. More than likely, a lottery pick's going to be on the team. That's right, 10 tickets, and you can use them however you like. 2 tickets to 5 games, or even a whole group of 10 can come to 1 game. This is unlike anything that I've seen them put together in the past. You'll be able to choose from 25 games when the schedule gets released. And get this, if the Rockets end up with a top 4 draft pick, they're going to throw in a swingman jersey to your purchase. So you're going to get this jersey along with your purchase if they get a top 4 draft pick, which is, you know, the odds are in their favor. Make sure you get on this deal before it is gone. Find out more at Rockets.com because inventory is limited.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Warrior sound!
Real. Fun. Sports. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Andrés Guardado para cobrar de pierna izquierda, 123 minutos. Toma distancia, viene Andrés. Y con él el corazón de todos los mexicanos que quieren ver penaltis, que no quieren que termine esto así. Silva Pitti, de pierna izquierda viene Andrés Guardado, le pegó.
Nice. That was soccer.
You want to translate for everyone?
I do.
I'll tell you the situation. It was 3-2. The U.S. had just had scored a penalty of their own to go up. Christian Pulisic scored to give the U.S. a lead. However you'd like.
No one knows how.
Or Corey, as Lance called him earlier. And then a penalty was called on the U.S., a handball. Ball was headed by a Mexican player into the hand of the U.S. Defender. Initially wasn't called a handball. Went to the review, called a handball. And the backup goalkeeper, who was in only because of injury, saved the penalty in his hometown, Ethan Horvath.
Wow. That was awesome.
And gave the U.S. the win, and they went on to hold on to win that game, and they beat Mexico last night in Denver.
How about that? You like apples? You like manzanas?
Well,
Mexico?
Well, and if you rooted for America, you know, against El Tri, because, you know, you are an American, what are you again, John?
What?
That's you.
That's you.
Apparently.
Hey, I think this
that's
is awesome.
You. That's
you. Know
me.
What? Did you think? I thought it sucked when the U.S. did not have a World Cup team.
Yeah.
I thought it sucked when they didn't have a World Cup team. It's fun to watch the U.S. in the World Cup. It's fun to watch World Cup, period. But I enjoy watching the U.S., and I'm waiting for the day that the U.S. has talent that they can compete on truly be a competitive force. Not save me the comment. They are competitive. They have been. I mean a force in the international community. One of the top 6 teams in the international community.
Wow.
I don't know that it's close, but I know that Pulisic gives the U.S. hope because they have a guy with speed who can score, who can be a game changer. I know you have a good young group being assembled.
Yeah.
I think there was a major, Del, correct me if I'm wrong, but there was a major overturning of the way things used to be, or maybe it's still in the process of trying to change the old standards of U.S. men's national team and the way they do things?
As far as the youth movement, definitely. The guys who scored, Gio Reyna, was second youngest to ever score against Mexico. Josie Altidore, named from the recent past, was still the youngest. And then then McKinney. Those are 3 guys who play in Europe, who play in the biggest leagues around the world, and they all scored goals. And the goalkeepers, both are based in Europe. Zach Steffens, who started, plays for Man City.
This is the most ever for any team, right, that we've had who played in the bigger league?
As far as a team made up mostly of people overseas, definitely. I mean, there's always been a mix of the MLS. This one is all the best players are players who are young and play in Europe.
That's the first time that all of them have.
Yeah, I mean, Dempsey spent time in Europe for Fulham, had actually had a really good run over there. Landon Donovan did for your squad, Everton. I think he played in Italy too, as mm-hmm. well. But as far as the core of this team, the strength, the guys you want to hope take you into this cycle and then the next cycle after that, where it's in the U.S., where you can, Lance, you're talking about how you want that top six power. It probably is not going to happen in 2022. No. That'd be a dream. 2026 is where you're hoping at home that you have this squad built to compete for a title. And who knows how that goes. But it wasn't big because of the championship they won. It's a made-up thing that just started. It's because you beat Mexico. And you beat them with the squad that you believe in and that you'll take into the future.
It's like when Texas beats Oklahoma. It's a really big deal.
Definitely.
Because you don't always expect it to happen. So for Longhorn fans No, I'm just saying.
Wow.
For Longhorn fans like my wife, like, ugly. Yeah! And then Charlie Strong's pointing his finger, and it's a weird camera angle, so his finger looks super long, and he's got that cowboy hat on.
Uh-huh.
It's a big deal.
But unlike Texas-Oklahoma, there's no reason we should be dominated by Mexico. There's a reason Oklahoma should kick Texas' ass all the time.
In all seriousness, Texas really feels like they got to get that win, and it's been somewhat elusive for them at times. But more importantly, I think U.S. looks at it as a gauge. This is a team that we need to be on the level of Mexico. And so when you start beating Mexico, you see how pissed off and there's already a huge rivalry. But if the U.S. can say, hey, we're as good as Mexico legitimately, that's a good starting point headed into, you know, the next World Cup in 2022.
Yeah, now this is one thing. There's the Gold Cup coming up. There's World Cup qualifying. So this is one step in the process. It's a good step. And Brian Zygo, who has been a frequent listener for a long time and also did a soccer show on the station as well. A friend who is a fan of El Tri pointed this out on Facebook. Mexico was missing two of their best players, Raul Jimenez and Michael Bradley. That guy makes a point.
Shot.
Michael Bradley not being around was I didn't have to look at him and yell at him throughout the match was an added benefit to last night that he is no longer part of the process. Thankfully, we're done.
That's so ugly.
Look, that dude was a main contributor to some good U.S. teams, but at the end of his run, he was a detriment, and Mexico abused him consistently. His time being on the U.S. national team was over. Should have been over years before it was, but it's over.
Stop already.
It's true.
So can we get off, all right?
No.
Can we get off Miles Straw and Michael Bradley?
Miles Straw. All right,
Miles Straw's done too. It's over.
No, you were insulting Michael
McCormick
Bradley.
McCormick starts every game at center now.
I get the comparison now, but Michael Bradley was a much better player than Miles Straw ever will be probably. But I didn't need to see him now or 3 years previous. He was done for a while now, and they kept running him out there because they had no better options. Now they do, thankfully. Such an annoyance to watch that dude out there. I'm so glad that's over.
Is there a comp in any sport?
What, you mean a coach's kid who ruined your life?
Well, yeah, no, a guy that's just lasted forever, and it's just like, how is he, why is he here?
And he's not even a backup. That dude's starting in big matches because they couldn't find a replacement for him. I don't know.
I mean, it seemed like he's been on forever. He and Donovan. How long were they around?
Well, Michael Bradley was the young up-and-comer on the 2010 team that had they scored that late goal against Algeria to qualify. He's been around through, he was around through three World Cup cycles. That's a long time.
Right, that's a long time.
Yeah.
That's a long time to know a Michael Bradley. Why is he here?
Well, he's not here anymore, thankfully. I think he's still playing for Toronto FC, though, in the MLS. But yeah, it was a good night for a U.S. soccer fan. And if you rooted against Mexico, because, you know, that's a rivalry, doesn't make you what that lady called me.
Wow. Racist some bitch. That's what she called you.
She was upset. And I thought to myself, lady, this is sports.
Some guy asked, hey, can you guys talk a little soccer? And you said, go to the podcast, D-Weed.
No, I didn't say that. I said we talked about it earlier, but we might again. And then we did.
Yeah.
Mostly because that was great sound.
Yeah. I think her scrunchie might be a little tight. I don't take no power rankings from no women, though, by the way. Yep. No. JG with the revisionist history? No. That's what we do. You can lie to yourself and lie to people all the time. We, Jackie, are just about the truth. The truth in the American way. That's all we are. That's what we're about.
And the American way is beating Mexico 3-2.
Thank you. This is America. okay? Maybe you're a racist, some bitch, but but because you don't like El Tree, okay, that's fine.
I'm not a racist because I don't like
El Tree. I just think, you know what, being all-American like I am, just the people's, just a man of the people.
So you would have felt fine if El Tree would have won yesterday?
No, I want America to win.
Because he's a racist son of a bitch.
713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Yeah, we haven't even talked about this. We got a couple of games tonight. Let's talk about it on the other side. There are a couple NBA games tonight that are pretty good. And what about James Harden? How about this? Does this make a difference?
Uh-oh! It didn't in game one, but uh-oh! Well, because they had the big
run. How about Bucks couldn't
Hawks
shoot.
Freaking out,
couldn't
by the shoot, way.
Yeah.
The Hawks should have won by like 20, and they freaked out at the end of the game. It was like, oh, my God.
We're winning.
Thankfully.
They got so scared. They still won. Yeah. Another road team wins. Imagine that.
Thankfully, Bogdanovich, as Bomani Jones pointed out, was the only one out there who didn't have lemon booty. I was like, lemon is perfect. It's
but
puckers.
James he Harden, made it three, Hammy, made
two free throws.
Is there any chance that the LeBron and James Harden not winning a title thing could happen, John?
Ooh, well, we'll talk about it on the other side when you're not here.
Bye, bitch.
Whoa.
See, hey, but let me tell you about Site Jab.
What?
What about
Site
Jab?
That sounded like though? A jab to you.
What about the ability to take your website and your information on your site and to really dress it up? Like if you have a house and you're trying to sell your house and it's 7 years old, 8 years old, and it's maybe not updated the way it needs to be. There's not as much value. I can argue the same thing for your business. Your house is your website. And if your website, or I should say your website is the, you know, or the appliances and the kitchen and the bathroom, the things that really add to the appeal and bring people's eyes towards your home whenever they're looking to buy it. It's really the same concept when you think about people deciding whether or not to use your business. If you have a website that is designed to be brand new, to be fresh, to have the latest technology, the latest video integration, the branding that's necessary, the user interface that is more in tune with what the consumers are using right now, e-commerce on your site, these are all things that are going to give you a better chance to turn the eyes on your site into actual business leads. And that's what small and medium-sized businesses, that's why they find SiteJab to be so valuable. That's why so many Houstonians and 97.5 listeners have been going with SiteJab for years. They've got over 20 years in the business. They do a phenomenal job. Go to their website for a list of people they work with and to see what their work looks like at sitejab.com.
ESPN 97.5.